Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're on The Burt Show.
It is the most talked about episode ever from Abby's podcast, The Breakup Breakdown, which is on my network, Pioneer. Legally, I have to tell you guys that. You got to be super, super confident in your relationship if you're going to dabble in a thruple, I'm thinking.
Oh, yeah. And she didn't even want to do it. So the way my podcast works is I get submissions from people who are curious about other people's breakups. So like if you see somebody delete all their engagement photos on their Instagram and you're like, oh my God, did Susie and her fiance break up? It's those kinds of relationships. And so I had gotten a submission from people curious about why this woman's ex-husband was now dating the wife, ex-wife's best sister's best friend. They're like, how did they end up together? And so she came on the podcast and explained to me that her high school sweetheart wanted to be a part of a thruple randomly. And she felt like in order to save her marriage, she had to be a part of this thruple.
All right, so the breakup breakdown, just to give like the 60 second on exactly what it is.
Yeah.
It's all about these very traumatic breakups and you interview the people in the breakup, correct?
Yes, yes, yes. So basically this specific breakup was this woman, she was married to her high school sweetheart. And I think they had been together about 4 years at this point. And so she's hanging out with her husband. Things are pretty great. The relationship's going smooth. And then out of nowhere, her husband goes, hey, I think I'm polyamorous. And she goes, okay, this is new. Let's talk about this.
I'd have to Google that one right off the bat because I would not be sure what that means.
Polyamorous basically means that you only want to be in relationships with multiple people at the same time. So like monogamy is not for you. So they're currently in a monogamous marriage and he wants to have a relationship with multiple people.
Seems exhausting.
It just seems like a lot to have to juggle this.
So, I'm struggling with the relationship with just myself. Then you throw my fiance into the mix. Now you got four more people? Impossible.
It's crazy. So this guy actually had a very specific woman in mind that he wanted to introduce as their girlfriend. And that's how he was framing it. He said, you know, this isn't just going to be for me. I want her to be your girlfriend too. And she's like, what are you talking about? Like, I'm not into women. She's like, her sister is a part of the LGBTQ+ community. She's like ally, but she's like, I don't have that kind of attraction towards women, but I love you so much that I am literally willing to do whatever it takes to make you happy, to make you feel comfortable in this relationship.
That's a deep love.
And she's like,
that's a dysfunction. I mean, if you have to sacrifice basically your own values and who you are and your likes for the other person, you're not even in the right relationship, right?
No. Correct.
Do you admire that kind of like?
No.
At least I'll give it a try. Okay.
Yeah, but they're married at this point and this is her high school sweetheart. This is all she's ever known. She loves him so much that she's like, I'll do whatever it takes. So this woman in mind that he wanted to date was her sister's best friend. And she had been hanging around, you know, in their friend group and stuff. So they had met before.
You can't pick somebody that's already in the fold.
That feels weird.
It's weird, period.
And also, like, if you come to the table and tell me you're polyamorous, that's one thing, right? If you came and told me that, and then down the road, somebody appeared that you were interested, okay, let's talk about this. But saying that and already have somebody in mind, to me it reeks of, this is somebody I want to sleep with, so I'm going to tell you I'm polyamorous so I can try to get her into the sack.
And that's pretty much what happens. So not only does she move into their apartment or their house, they all start sleeping in the same bed together.
No way.
So it's him on the left side, the wife in the middle, and the girlfriend on the right side. Or I think that's how this... That's basically, she's sandwiched in the middle.
Wow. Infidelity border right there.
The way they justified it was like, oh, well, you're... you're the connection in the Venn diagram that is our relationship. You are in the middle because this is your sister's best friend. So it was just like a very weird situation. And so she's really trying to give it a chance. She took this woman out on dates. They even consummated the relationship. And it just gets to the point where she's like, I'm at my wit's end here. And this is what I thought would be the breaking point for her. So she said at a certain point, she had kind of gotten ousted from the relationship to where she would want to be intimate with all of them. And they would basically say no. And it got to a point where when they would be in the bed together, the husband and the girlfriend would be playing the piano and she would be like, hey, can I join in? And they'd be like, no. And then she would start crying.
Yeah.
And they would ask her to cry quieter.
Because
they were disrupting.
Get out of here.
You're really messing with the mood in here, wifey.
You're really bringing the mood down. And so I thought that would be enough for me to get out of the relationship.
Yes.
That wasn't the case. That's so funny. The girlfriend ends up going on vacation at some point. So she gets like a week with her husband. And she looks at him. She's like, I need you to choose. Like, it's me or her at this point. I can't do it anymore. And he looks at her and he like gets on his knees and he's crying. He's like, don't ask me to choose between you two because I'll always choose her. Not even the breaking point.
Always choose her, meaning the wife or the girlfriend.
So that wasn't even the breaking point. So then it gets to the point where they go on a family vacation with the sister, the girlfriend, the wife, the husband, and the rest of the family. They've kept it a secret from the family at this point. They have no idea. So the girlfriend is like out sleeping on a couch or whatever, and it's the wife and the husband in one room. And so while they're out hanging out as a family, the girlfriend and the husband are like texting each other furiously, like clearly gossiping. You know, when you're in those situations,
yeah.
You can tell people are talking to each other via phone. And so the wife goes into the computer and sees all these text messages of her being like, you were supposed to leave your wife by now. Why is she still here on her family vacation? And so that for her was the final straw to where she was like, I do not want to be in this relationship anymore.
It's a lot of straws.
Unpacked.
It's a lot of straws.
Turtles are very upset.
She ends up unpacking his suitcase from the family vacation because they were going to go drive somewhere else after that. And she basically looked at him and was like, you are uninvited from this vacation. I am done with this relationship. And now he and the girlfriend are in a very steady relationship.
Together. Just
the two of them. And obviously they're divorced now, the wife and the husband. Isn't that bonkers?
That's mind blowing.
It is. So dude really had her on his mind and this was the way for him. It all worked out for him great.
It all worked out for him wonderfully. And she's now in a very healthy relationship. So like we're happy for her.
Good for her.
But for your high school sweetheart to betray you in this way is insane.
He did all of that and he just wanted to leave.
Yeah,
that's what we wanted.
Do people not know that divorce is an option?
Right. You didn't have to do all that.
Very serious about their vows.
It's crazy to me. I don't get it. But if you want to listen to that full episode, it's called When the Throuple from Hell, essentially.
And it's the breakup breakdown, and you can catch it at on any platform. Damn, that's jaw-dropping.
It's wild.
That's a wild one.
You're on The Burt Show.